That was When the Going Gets Tough, Billy Ocean, 1986, UK number one, USA number two, and I'm playing it for Billy Ocean's birthday, which is today. It's the 21st of January, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
today.
It's Billy Ocean. Happy birthday, Billy. And also, he's got a lot of tour dates coming up, but also, you've got a photo with Billy, haven't you?
Yeah, I met him 2019 here in Brentwood. He was doing a slot on one of the festivals here, and lovely fella, great on stage presence as well.
Yeah, I've been to see some of his concerts, and he's got a few more coming out. He's got UK concert dates in May and the 9th of June. We'll see him perform alongside Sir Tom Jones and Nile Rodgers and Chic at St Anne's Park, Dublin, before moving on to Norway.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a good lineup.
I know, he's doing well. He's 73, you know.
He's 73?
Yes.
And you said he's still got... well, he is. He performs. He's got loads of energy still.
Yeah, you wouldn't...
It's a good job I'm only 35.
Same here.
Okay. Let's play Wild Thing, the Troggs.
Think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight.
The Troggs, 1966. Wow, that's like, doesn't seem that old.
No, just what I said off air. Yeah. I was like, what year is this? 66, wow. Yeah.
I mean, it was written by Chip Taylor, brother of actor John Voight, and uncle of Angelina Jolie. It was UK number two. Guitarist Chris Britton's birthday, which is today, 21st of January. They recorded this song using studio time booked for an orchestra session, which their manager had arranged. So when the session finished, 45 minutes early, the Troggs moved in quickly and recorded Wild Thing and their next hit, With a Girl Like You, in about 20 minutes flat. And the songs were mixed live as they recorded them. And
it's amazing, isn't it?
I know.
You know, nowadays...
In 20 minutes.
And nowadays they do all this in and out and getting it just right. And in the olden days, they just went in, sung the song, and out you went, and they pressed it. Hey presto.
Hey presto. Yeah. Because when people sing live, some of them just fantastic performances, so why would you not just record that?
No, if you've got a good voice and great, and you've got some people who can play their instruments, then you can do it in one hit, I suppose.
Exactly, but they're still touring. The Trogs will be playing a selected number of concerts in Belgium, Germany and the UK from May this year.
That's just mad. I mean, when that song came out, I was two.
I wasn't born.
Damn.
Okay, let's play a Spice Girls number. This is Mama. Mama, the Spice Girls, 1997. It was UK number one and released as a double A-side with Who Do You Think You Are, which was the official 1997 song for Comic Relief. And I'm playing it for Emma Bunton's birthday, which is today. She went to Sylvia Young Theatre School and during her early career appeared in The Bill, EastEnders and BBC drama series To Play the King. And Emma claims her inspiration to become a singer came after seeing Olivia Newton-John in Grease. It would inspire anyone to do that. Yeah, because, singing and acting. She was the last Spice Girl to join the band following their breakup. She released two solo albums and has become a regular presenter on Heart Radio. But there is rumour and much speculation that the Spice Girls may be getting together.
Yeah.
Have you heard this rumour?
Yeah, I mentioned it a little bit on my show. They're talking about getting on the legend spot in Glastonbury. I think Posh Spice had kind of agreed to it, but there's been no official announcements. But it would be great. I mean, who doesn't like the Spice Girls?
Me.
I mean, everyone likes
them. No, I do.
Everyone likes to sing. Yeah, you can see it.
No, they've got great songs, great festival voices. Lovely, it's great to watch. So it's...
I think it'd be wicked.
It's Posh that's that is the one missing?
Yeah, basically. It'd be nice to have them all on stage. I mean, obviously, Elton John was a big success, so they know that bringing back these groups, super groups and groups of old...
they're performing all the time, I think. All of the groups, every time I read someone out there, there's an old group that's still going, and I think it's what people want to hear. Songs are... like, you know the lyrics, you can sing along to
you
them.
You can see it.
I think a lot of the new songs you can't sing along to.
Yeah. They'll all be dressed up as well, wouldn't they, in the Spice Girls stuff.
It'll be fun. And their post office has released the first class stamps to mark the Spice Girls' 30th anniversary.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah. And they're really lovely looking, so that's a great tribute.
It is, yeah.
I want one. Why don't they do an LOLO stamp?
Yeah, you should.
Okay,
do,
post
should
office, excuse me. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Shall we do some shout outs? Okay. Do you want to do a few?
So let's have a start with Rob Harvey and Nigel from Phoenix. We have got Bobby Rosa, Mike Chapman, Martin Hollingsworth, Brian Fever, Luke Doonan, Xanthi Bierman, Keith Dawn, and Aston Avery, Nigel Heath, Claire Champion, Alan Pell, Vicky Garvey. And then we've also got David Wright, Ian Banks, Brian Ferzer, Vinny Mahini, I think it is, Daddy Oho, Michael Robinson, Gareth W, Mikey, Scott Ross, Roger Cole, Black Cat, New York City, Michael Stevenson, Bob, hello Bob, Sarah Perry, Craig Piling, Steve Woodhouse, Terry Harrison, Hogburn, Martin Pitcher, Roku, David Chester, Mickey, Albert Sims, Rob Sherhold, and Carl Bradley.
Fabulous. And I've got to wish a happy birthday this week to Jack Duffy, who's my great nephew. Lovely. And all the family. You know who you are. And also, I've got Craig Fairbrass said he likes the show. Bless. And Mandy Winters, she likes the show, and she's a lady rattling. And Taryn Kay has said she loves the show and is proud to have me as patron of the Rattling. And Taryn Kay, actually, I met her when we were doing the LOLO stage show. And she was working on that, and she was, like, on and understudying everyone. Also, I've got messages from Man in His Potting Shed. We'll be listening in whilst holding the shed roof down. John Cortez, I've got to wait until tomorrow in Australia for your show. Always entertaining and informative. Not a lot of people know this, but yours is my favourite show. Thank you, John. Ken Wiseman, thank you, Fabulous Vicky, for playing my request on TV and radio. You'll always be the best. Mike Charles, Sunday afternoon sorted. Looking forward to listening, Vicky. Kay Milburn, I'm looking forward to Sunday's flashing. That's the knobs, you.
Yeah, flashing knobs.
Chris Duslett, Seth, hope you have a fabulous show. Steve Chauffot, oh, Vicky, can't believe what I'm seeing. I drink in the pub where Tony works. He is a great man. We always have a laugh. I enjoy your show every week, and great to be able to catch up by the website. Do you know who Steve is?
No, but I probably will do. Tell him next time we come up to DJ stand, say hello.
Yay.
Yeah. I might have already spoke to him.
Well, you're obviously having a chat with him because you think you're great. And Vernon Watts will be listening, as usual. Stephen Dalton Mead is listening. D. Lexi Allen, can't wait for the show. I'm guessing Paul is weeping after Bristol City beat West Ham. He's not in this week, but she says she loves the show. Be there or be square. That's my... bit dated, that, but I love it. Spirit of Wallace says, I've got a lovely smile, thank you. William Southall, have a good one. Vicky, Rich Nightingale, I'll be tuning in. It's always good to listen, and I do love the photo, Vicky, the one with Tony. Me and My Drums, good luck with the show. And lovely comments from David Easton, Mark Hunter, Dave Thornby, Becky Barnshaw, Paul Drew, Keith Lane, Badger the Fella, Martin the Christian Pirate, Greg Beer, Jack Marsden, Paul Drew. I love all these names. They're just they're just brilliant.
Yeah, it's a wicked name.
Where did you think of that one? Okay, what should we play? Oh, we've got to play Edwin Starr next. This is Contact. That was Contact, Edwin Starr, 1978, UK number 9. And I'm playing it what would have been Edwin Starr's birthday, which would have been today. He's born in Nashville and began his singing career as a backing singer for Rick Tick Records. The company was bought out by Berry Gordy, head of Motown Records, resulting in Starr becoming one of the main stars of Motown. I do love his records, Edwin Starr.
Yeah, got some great ones.
Great ones. And during the 1980s, he came to England and became hugely popular touring the Northern Circuit. And he made his home in Nottingham, living his final years there. It seems like everyone from America comes over and then makes their home.
Probably drove through Essex on the way.
Yeah, of course. It was Nottingham. Essex that persuaded him.
Yeah. Got lost, ended up in Nottingham.
And also, he was a veteran of the Vietnam War.
Oh, that's right.
Not a lot of people know that.
I knew that. Star.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know everything, Tom.
Not quite up there with Paul, but...
Oh, and I didn't thank everyone. Thank you all for listening. All those shout-outs, and thank you for your lovely comments. So what shall I... Let's do a Will Young number. This is Leave Right Now.
Like I said, though it's breaking every rule I've ever made, my racing heart is just the same. Why make it strong to break it once again? And I'd love to say I do, give everything to you, but I can never now be true. So I say, think I better leave right now before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me how before I fall any deeper. Think I better leave right now. I'm here, so please explain why you're opening up a healing wound again. I'm a little more careful, perhaps it shows. But if I lose the highs, at least I'll spare the lows. And I would tremble in your arms. What could be the harm to feel spirit come? So I say, I think I better leave right now before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me how before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now. I wouldn't know how to say how good it feels seeing you today. I see you've got your smile back, like you say you're right on track. But you may think I know why. Once, twice is shy. If I'm proud, perhaps I should explain. I couldn't bear to lose you.
Leave Right Now, Will Young, 2003, UK number one, playing it for Will Young's birthday, which was yesterday, 20th of January. Will burst onto the music scene after becoming the first ever winner of Pop Idol. Do you remember that time?
Yeah, it was really weird because they stood there in the final and Gareth Gates. He was the lad with the stutter then and he had the pop star look and... I think everyone's expecting to win.
Gareth to win.
That's right. And then it just didn't go that way. And
Will
the rest
won.
Is history, yeah.
But they're both still working.
Yeah, they've both got amazing
hugely
voices.
Hugely successful. So. But he's also an accomplished actor, winning an Olivier Award nomination for his performances as the MC in Cabaret in London's West End. And he later toured the show with Louise Redknapp and Sally Bowles. And in 2023, I didn't know this, saw him star in the one-man show, Song from Far Away, at Straight Play, which was a first for Will. He says he loved I saw the play as a great opportunity to try something new. And in 2022, he appeared on The Masked Singer as Lionfish. And do you know what? There's been a lot of speculation this year about the Eiffel Tower. Could it be me? Who knows?
Who knows?
I think it could be... Well, I watched it. I thought, Hannah Waddingham.
Oh, yes, because she's been really popular recently.
Yeah, and like Euro.
And she's got a good voice.
Eurovision and things. Yeah. But they came up with loads of ideas.
They're hard. The clues are really hard, aren't they?
Yeah, the clues are hard. And a bit, and to guess them. But sometimes you just recognise the voice.
Yes.
And then other, I think there was like a couple I went, no, that's definitely so-and-so. And then you know. But others, it's really difficult. Yeah. And then you've got some actors that have got amazing voices. And you think, wow, they're good.
Yeah, and the singers, yeah, some of the singers you could drop out quite early even.
Yeah. So, I'm feeling good today. Are you feeling good?
Feeling really good.
Should we play Feel Good? This is Ike and Tina Turner.
Book, and he used them for getting me hooked. Ow! He
good. I Can Tina Turner, 1972, written by Tina Turner and Jesse G. James, playing for what would have been Jimmy Thomas's birthday, which would have been on the 20th of Jan. And Jimmy was a backing singer with Ike and Tina. That was a great song, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
I love that song because I wanted one with Ike and Tina in it. And it's just such a good song. Me and Tony are sitting here, boogieing on down, going, it's not, whoa, this is really good.
It is. Yeah. It's one of those ones you don't normally go to that if you're going to play one, but when you hear it, you think, oh, that's...
No, you've got to play it.
Yeah.
What a voice she's got. And this track comes from the album Feel Good, on which all except one of the songs was written by Tina Turner.
Yeah, wow.
Do you know what the odd song out was, Tony?
No.
The odd song out was She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, which is a long title.
Yeah, it's a long title, yeah.
Guess who it was written by? Lennon and McCartney.
Oh, right.
How good is that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
McCartney claimed the song was inspired by a Beatles fan who used to hang around his St. John's Wood home and on one occasion broke in, you guessed it, through the bathroom window. Not a lot of people knew that. Did you like my Michael Caine?
I was waiting for it. We hadn't had one yet.
No, we haven't had a Michael Caine. Not a lot of people know this. Was that not bad, Tom?
That was really good.
We haven't had an Elvis off.
Well, thank you very much for
until in mirror, bad Uncle John. Okay, let's play a Take That number. Relight My Fire with Lulu.
Relight
Relight My Fire, Take That, 1993, UK number one. Great song. I mean, Lulu is amazing.
It's amazing. Still amazing.
She is still amazing. She's fabulous. So much energy. What a great voice. And I'm playing it for Gary Barlow's birthday, which was on the 20th of January. This track was a happy experience for Lulu because it ended her 29-year, 148-day wait for a UK chart topper. She claimed she didn't understand why the producers were so excited about her contribution to the track until she heard the final mix. And Take That are currently performing as a trio, Gary Barlow, Mark Owen and Howard Donald. And they have a new album, This Life, which was released last November. And they're embarking on a European tour starting in April. And also, Ollie Murs will be joining them for the UK leg of the tour, which is all over England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. And there's also speculation that the band may undertake what? A Las Vegas residency. It's got to be lucrative.
They're all after him now, aren't they?
They are. I want to go there. I want one. So you and I go, Tom.
I've got to check the email when I get in.
Let's write to Las Vegas, say you're missing a trick. You need Vicky and Tony. Do you know what? I'm really peeved because I was going to bring my book in, which has got Tommy Cooper. The sort of jokes that Tommy Cooper would say. It was in a magazine and they were really funny and I forgot it.
Yeah, it was a funny
It was funny. Shall I tell you my favourite Tommy Cooper joke?
Go on then.
Okay. Last night, I slept like a log. I woke up in the fire.
Vocals was good.
Did I sound like
you? Yeah, you did, yeah.
I was just like that. I was more like that. But I used to hear wonderful stories about, you know, because apparently he was quite mean. And he was in a taxi and this taxi driver was, you know, driving him. And when Tommy got out, he said, oh, thank you very much. And he put something in his top pocket, which felt really, like, quite thick. He thinks, oh, he's left me a few quid there. It was a tea bag. Have a drink on me. Great stories. Okay, some great stories about this next singer as well. This is Where Is My Man, Eartha Kitt.
Every time I grab the ring, it's always brass. I don't
was Where Is My Man, Eartha Kitt, 1983. It was UK number 36. And I'm playing it for what would have been Eartha Kitt's birthday, which would have been on the 17th of January. And Eartha is well known for her distinctive singing style, but actually began her career as a dancer, touring the world with the Katharine Dunham Company for 5 years while honing her vocal and acting skills. Early song hits include Santa Baby, C'est Si Bon, Just an Old Fashioned Girl, and Just an Old Fashioned Girl, oh, I just love, and Under the Bridge of Paris. I loved Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
There was no one like her. It's like, you know, Bussy's a great singer, and, you know, there's no one like Bussy, but there was no one like Eartha Kitt.
Oh.
And I remember doing Panto, and it was always one thing where I came on as the buddy, and I'm on a Shay Long, so my two henchmen bring me on, and I'm thinking, this is really Eartha Kitt, you know, because that's what she used to do, be brought on the Shay Long and then just used to perform.
And she was the original Catwoman in Batman.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was, yeah, in 1960 TV series of Batman with Adam West as Batman and Burt Ward as Robin.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a television series. I used to love that.
Yeah, I love Batman.
Yeah.
It was so corny back then, wasn't it, when you could have all the laugh.
I know, and but Eartha Kitt was like just a one-off, and I used to just love watching her because I didn't know what she was going to do. And that growl.
Yeah.
We're going to have a growl off.
Growl off.
This is more like a cat growl off. No, it's more a cat.
You're a lot better than me.
I'm good at cats.
That's
That's when they're angry. Okay, this is Mix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Do you think we should do some more shout-outs, Tony?
Yes.
We've got some more wonderful people that have, we can give a shout-out to. You go.
Okay. We've got John White, hello, Bob Brown, Michael Bryan, Kate Horton-Walker, Sandy Bibble, I think that is. We've got Peter Markey, Andy Davis, Paul H16, Liam Campbell, Stephen Turnbull, this one here, MGI Love, PJAM 10, some great names, Liam Behan, Brian Rushford, Helen Robinson, Cara Bolova, I think that is, or Bolova, Cara Bolova, Ray Watts, Matthew Harris, Andy Sapphire Stibbs, Andy Carroll, A Bit of Common Sense Joe, 0603, Dave White, The Evening Star, is that the paper? Christoph, and Outlaw Kenny. Hello to all you lot.
And also I've got Beth Murphy. I'll be listening on the Mixed Cloud. And Clive Gibson, have a great show, Vicky. Alden Steve, great show. And he loves this show, but he also heard my interview on Christmas Day with Leslie on Suffolk Sound Radio, because that was when I was in Ipswich. So he said that was good. Charlie Osbaldiston. And looking forward as always. Gordon Scott, I'm here, Vicky. Roger Bannister, have a great show. David Ogg, keep up the good work. Dougie Mason, fantastic. Trevor Wallett, wonderful. Paul Taylor, have a lovely day. Richard Kelsey, Boogie Boogie. Yeah, I do like those Boogie Boogie songs. Rod Dillon, apart from apart from my stunning appearance. Thank you, Rod. Have the best smile in the business. What do you think, Tony? I'm going to smile at you.
Oh, absolutely.
Brilliant. Also, we've got regulars, P. Dartnell, Zoe Wainwright, Finn Austin, Andrew Robley, C.J. Dartnell, Colin 2401, Anthony Blood, Moody Peg, Nikki Nichol, John George, Jumpers for Goalposts, Ronald Minka, and Christopher Woodnut. Thank you all for listening. You are fabulous. Okay, let's play an OJ's number. This is Backstabbers.
they do.
They smile in your face
all the time. They wanna take your place. The backstabbers. They do.
Smiling your face.
Smiling faces. Smiling faces. Sometimes.
Bad, bad. Smiling your face.
I know me. No doubt. Dirty
lies. Bad, bad. Smiling your face.
Da, 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 da.
That was Backstabbers, the OJ's, 1972. And I'm playing it for what would have been singer William Powell Jr.'s birthday, which was yesterday, that would have been on the 20th of January. The OJ's named themselves in honour of Eddie OJ, a popular DJ from Ohio in the 60s. And they formed 65 years ago and have been performing ever since. So they're still performing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Flipping amazing. You know, this Backstabbers was their breakthrough hit and became their signature song. And this song was used in the soundtrack of the 1977 film Looking for Mr. Goodbar, starring Diane Keaton and Richard Gere. And it won 2 Oscars. And talking of Oscars, the nomination for this year's awards will be announced this week. And there are 4 front runners. Do you know what they are?
No, I haven't been watching it.
Okay, Oppenheimer.
Oh, yes, that's, yes, got, that's got loads, yeah.
Killer of the Moon.
Barbie.
Of the Flower Moon, wasn't it? Maestro and Poor Things with Barbie.
Yeah.
Yep. So Barbie's not down. I mean, it took loads of money, but...
Oh, yeah, oh, it's snobbery, I think. It's, I mean, it's done really, it's done better than the other films. It's a bit weird, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
But Oppenheimer, he's such a wonderful actor.
Yes.
That Cillian Murphy. Oh, my God. Yeah. And he just looks like him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I'm hoping to watch that this weekend, actually.
And the director is, you know, Kim Hartman, who played Helga.
Mm.
It's her husband's... nephew.
Yeah, it's a long film, but it's well worth a watch.
Yeah, but they're always long. His films are, was it Christopher Nolan? But they're hoping he's going to win this year a BAFTA. Because he's done, yeah. And, yeah, Oppenheimer received the most nominations, 13. Poor Things received 11. And Killers of the, isn't it the Flower Moon? Killers of the Moon? Killers of the Flower Moon, I thought it was. Received 9. BAFTA winners will be announced on the 18th of February. And I'm a BAFTA member, so I shall be voting.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Okay. The next, let's play a Rolling Stones number. This is Angry.
I'm
was Angry, the Rolling Stones, 2023, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, who joined forces with producer Andrew Watt to write this track. And it's the lead single from the Rolling Stones' latest album entitled Hackney Diamonds, their first for 18 years. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great album as well. I mean, the first one went into the charts, and the album's still floating around in the top 40, so it's really good.
Now, they're brilliant. I mean, the Rolling Stones were, I mean, I used to go and see them as a kid, and just one of my favourite groups, and just so much energy they've got. Mick Jagger, I mean, come on, just brilliant. And the Rolling Stones have announced they're going on the road with a new tour, promoting the new album. That'd be good. And they will play 16 cities across Canada, USA from April, including songs from Hackney Diamonds and their biggest hits. So, well, where are they in London? That's what I want to know. 16 cities across Canada and the USA. What about us? Miffed. Miffed of Brentwood. Yeah. Okay, let's play a Queen number. This is Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust, Queen, 1980. It was written by bass guitarist John Deacon, and not only did John Deacon write this track, but played most of the instruments on it as well. And the Queen's been in the news this week. For this weekend only, IMAX cinemas are showing Queen Rock Montreal, an immersive big screen experience of their live 1981 Montreal concerts. A pivotal point? In the band's history. The screening will take place in over 400 IMAX cinema theatres around the world, and Sir Brian May received a standing ovation when he arrived at the IMAX Theatre Waterloo on Monday to set the scene for the event. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's cool.
But just for this weekend. Well, that's it then.
Yeah. But good though.
Well, we could rush up after the show.
Yeah, just on time.
You up for that?
Yeah, we'll probably get blown there from the storm.
Absolutely. Well, that's it. We finished.
Yeah, that went quick, didn't it?
I know, it went really quick. And you've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks for playing the flashing noise.
You're almost welcome.
You do make me laugh. And to Nikki for helping with research, and to all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's Claire Javot and Natalie Bays with the Arts Programme. And now, everyone who has ever worked in show business will tell you there's no business like show business. And the 16th of January marked the birthday of one of show business's greatest musical performers, and I'm referring to the fabulous Ethel Merman, often called the undisputed first lady of the musical comedy stage. She was known and loved for her powerful singing voice, performing on Broadway in such shows as Annie Get Your Gun, Gypsy, Hello Dolly, Anything Goes, with showstoppers such as I've Got Rhythm, Everything's Coming Up Roses, and You're the Top. But what else could I play out today then with There's No Business Like Show Business from Annie Get Your Gun? Have a good week, everyone. This is Ethel Merman, 1953.
Everything about it is appealing. Everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere to get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra show. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room. The scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down, the headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.